This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram will begin in Lok Sabha tomorrow. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the Lok Sabha. Briefing the media earlier last week, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju had said that the full-day discussion will start at 12 noon. He added, it was decided in the all-party meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla that the discussion on Vande Mataram will be conducted on 8th and the debate on electoral reforms on 9th December. In Goa, at least 25 people, mostly staff members of a nightclub in Arpora, died after a massive fire late last night. The blaze was suspected to be triggered by a cylinder blast. Fire and emergency services and police teams rushed to the spot and brought the situation under control. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in North Goa. In a social media post, President Murmu conveyed her condolences to the bereaved families. In his message, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that his thoughts and prayers are with those who lost their lives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called the mishap deeply saddening. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that his thoughts are with those who lost their loved ones. The Prime Minister has announced that an ex-gratia of 2 lakh rupees will be given to the next of kin of the deceased from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The Prime Minister added that the injured would be given 50,000 rupees each. The Directorate General of the Civil Aviation, DGCA, has issued show-cause notices to Indigo CEO Peter Elbers and Accountable Manager Isidro Porqueras seeking explanations within 24 hours on the massive flight disruptions that caused severe inconvenience and distress to passengers. The regulator attributed the chaos to the airline's failure to make adequate arrangements for the revised requirements under the approved flight duty time limit, FDTL norms. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu, along with senior Civil Aviation Ministry officials, held a meeting with Elbers to review the situation and address the issues. Earlier, the government directed Indigo to clear all pending passenger refunds for cancelled or disrupted flights without delay. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has mandated that the refunds for all such flights be completed by 8 p.m. today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today inaugurated 125 strategically significant infrastructure projects, including Shyok Tunnel, across 7 states and 2 union territories constructed by the Border Roads Organization, BRO. During the inaugural ceremony, the Defence Minister said that these infrastructure projects are dedicated to remember the supreme sacrifices of Indian Army and BRO who laid their lives for the nation. Rajnath Singh said that Shyok Tunnel in Leh will be the game changer in Ladakh, offering all-weather connectivity and mobility during the harsh winters. The Ummeed Central Portal for Management of Waqf Properties has been officially closed for uploads on the 6th of this month. The Ministry of Minority Affairs informed that the portal has completed its 6-month window as per the Ummeed Act 1995 and the clear directions of the Supreme Court. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today launched Rajat Rashmiya, formally marking the commencement of the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Brahma Kumari's Om Shanti Retreat Center, ORC, in Gurugram, Haryana. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that the Brahma Kumaris have unlocked profound truths about the mind, the universe and the self through the power of meditation.
The Brahma Kumaris have played a commendable role in continuing this great tradition. You have brought peace, purity and spiritual awakening to the searching souls and the minds of millions of people in Bharat and abroad. I appreciate the tireless service of the Brahma Kumaris.
Moving on to sports, in men's hockey, India will take on South Africa in the first game of the 3-match series tour at Stellenbosch, Cape Town today. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.